right, well, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the StoneX Grain and Oilseed Podcast. I am joined here today with Ian Finn and Jake Stagner of the StoneX Commodity Solutions Group. Guys, well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get the audience familiar with you guys. Why don't you start first, Ian? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. So Ian Finn grew up here in the Midwest in the Omaha Metro. Been at StoneX my entire career, all with the Commodity Solutions Group, and I've spent most of my time in three different buckets in that group. One, in our inventory finance business, where we were owning static inventory or doing origination at ethanol plants or various processors. Second, in our managed pricing programs, which I think Jake will hit on a little bit here kind of first. And then third, standing up our Farmer Direct program, where we're embedding risk management services into contracts physically for farmers, which allows them to kind of not have margin on those trades and a little bit easier on onboarding. So over the past almost decade now is kind of what I've spent my time at Commodity Solutions working on.
Wow. Well, that's great. We're definitely going to get a lot more into that. And Jake, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So Jake Stagner, I sit in our Omaha office here beside Ian. I cut my teeth in the industry in cash trading. I worked for Gavilon for 8 years, kind of across the Midwest and Mid-South at different elevators and locations kind of across their network. I've been with StoneX Commodity Solutions here for 5 years, and I help manage the grains and oilseeds business here domestically with Ian.
That's awesome, guys. Okay, so just so you guys, so for the audience here, I got to know Jake and Ian through basically the Farmer Direct program and also the M Plus program here at StoneX. Can you guys tell us a little bit about both?
Yeah, sure. We can jump into the M Plus or managed pricing program first. Mm-hmm. So our kind of take on a managed pricing program, kind of coming from the cash world, I wanted something that was much more simple and a little bit more transparent than kind of the other offerings in the industry. So I wanted to be able to give producers kind of access to a bunch of different tools without having to kind of have each individual trade put on, and then also give kind of transparency around what we're doing. So our managed pricing program is built up of four different kind of buckets, and we call it the Portfolio Plus. So it's a very much a portfolio approach to pricing. So kind of think of it as investing in an ETF in your 401k. But again, we wanted to simplify the offering and make it very digestible for the farm community to engage with and know what they're getting and know what to expect.
All right. And so really, so for the M Plus is a way for a farmer to take some bushels that he wants your group, StoneX, to manage for him. And it's going to be a part of, you know, the systematic approach to marketing the grain for that year, correct?
That's exactly right. So I kind of like to refer to it as a little bit of the easy button to get kind of the marketing year started off for pricing the upcoming crop.
Awesome. And when do you guys usually accept people to, you know, to be part of this program? Because you can't enroll anytime. It's got to be periodic, right?
That's exactly right. So we typically run a sign-up period. Usually we start in early winter and then go through February of mm-hmm. the following year, and then the pricing of the product will run from typically mid to late Feb all the way through September, mm-hmm. and we're kind of aggregating prices across that window.
Okay, well, so for our listeners here, it looks like we just missed out on the window, but for the new one that will start up like maybe October, November of the end of the year for the 2025 marketing year.
That's correct. And we also will be running what we call a round two. So we like to do around one program pre, you know, kind of over the winter season, mm-hmm. and then another one after planning decisions have been made. So we'll have another program that the enrollment will start here. We'll probably open it up in the next couple of weeks, and pricing will start early May and run through the end of September.
All right. So that's very important. So anyone listening, if you're interested in this and you want to know more, you know, a lot of you here that are on this are, you know, clients of mine, or, you know, you've been listening to a very long time. All my contact information is in the show notes. And if you want some information on this, I'm happy to pass it along. So you guys can get to know what's going on in this program. Now, what I do know, and I do consulting, you know, we do futures and options in my group, but I also act as a consultant and I meet with farmers once a month and we just go over cash marketing. We go over planting decisions, futures and options, make sure they're sold an old crop and new crop with their marketing plan. You know, one thing that has been a hot topic in the consulting meetings that I have with my clients has been the Farmer Direct program. Can you guys shed some light on like how that came to be and, you know, how it's grown through the years and where we are now?
Yeah, absolutely. I can take that one, Craig. So we started the Farmer Direct platform, call it 5 years ago in 2019. And the genesis of that was, look, there's a lot of risk management products that have been added over the last, say, 10 years or so. But getting producers access to those tools can be difficult. So either there is a qualification issue, say with the OTC markets where you have to be ECP qualified, or there's a paperwork issue where onboarding yourself as a futures and options or OTC client could be burdensome or clunky. And then once you get through those barriers, then there's the margining barrier, right? Coming up with initial margin and then potential variation margin or maintenance margin throughout the life of that trade. And so what we wanted to create was a platform for consultants like yourself, Craig, to be able to offer another tool to producers that lowered some of those barriers to entry. So a much easier onboarding process and a margin-free product where there's a transparent fee-for-service for StoneX Commodity Solutions to take on the margining of that trade.
Right. So just because you have the margin and you also have the interest rate risk too, right? Like on that also. So there's going to be a fee. Then there has to be, right? Because the cost of money. Yeah, sure.
Exactly. And one thing that we wanted to do to stand out a bit from maybe the grain industry is to be as transparent as possible. So, you know, we wanted to come up with a platform where we could, you know, farmers could have the confidence that day one, as they do a trade, that cost for that trade from us was not going to change. Mm-hmm. So to your point, interest rates could go to 20% and market could go from $4 to 10. And the fee that we charge the farmer day one of that trade is not going to change, mm-hmm. Which we just felt like, you know, was a bit of a differentiator, along with StoneX not having assets that we're trading around or basis position. So we're also not here to make money off of trading the basis or, you know, trying to divert that grain that producers would sell to us to a processing facility or storage facility so that we could then take it and further, you know, process or do something to that grain to make more money, which again, you know, offering that as a standalone, this is the only service we provide, which is this product. It's not a way to entice bushels for a plant or for a position. We thought would make us a bit of a differentiated product and counterparty in the grain space.
So that's a really interesting point that honestly I've never considered before. So because one of the things that being a consultant, and listen, there's a lot of great grain originators out there and a lot of great elevators. I think just like in every industry, sometimes you get a couple of either bad actors or you get inexperienced salesmen. I know I've been in this business for a long time. You get inexperienced futures and options broker, and I think I've been doing this forever. And sometimes, you know, the incentive to get as many bushels as possible can sometimes get in the way into the product offerings, you know, and I've seen and that go wrong before. And I'm sure there are listeners who have gotten on the wrong side of an accumulator or something like that and didn't really understand it. What I do like about what I like a lot about Farmer Direct is what you just said there, like, you know, you're not structuring products to get as many bushels as possible, right? Because you need it for the back end or meeting some contract that you have. Like, you know, you're really just giving them a straight up transparent price for what they're doing, and you're allowing them to price it using some of the advantages of either the OTC market or being able to do this stuff without putting up margin. And so with that said, like I had a conversation really just today, the farmer, and he's a client. He was a futures and options client for a long time. And he just opened up one with StoneX Commodity Solutions. And, you know, we were like, you know what, if December corn runs up to 480, you know, we want to sell 5,000 bushels, for example, right? And he has his account now, and we have it working with you guys. And just to make it a little bit real for the listeners, let's say they open this account, they have a, you know, a corn, December corn contract working at 480. We place it with your desk. It gets filled. What happens next?
Yep, exactly. So step one, we are going to notify Craig and that farmer that that order has been filled. So now we have StoneX has a 5,000 bushel purchase from that farmer for harvest delivery against the December futures. We're also then at that point is where we're going to implement that transparent fee. So for easy math, let's say the fee for that transaction was 10 cents. So the farmer is going to get that night out of our system a contract for 5,000 bushel HTA, so no basis set, at 470, which is that net of the 480 and 10 cents. The location is also going to be TBD. So, you know, we don't have you set the location and the delivery and the basis all at once, kind of at the beginning. You still have that open to be able to set the basis when and where and how and in what manner you want to do that. Maybe then fast forward, kind of taking this transaction all the way to the end. We get 4 months down the road. We're in the summer. Maybe producer sees a basis level at a local processor that he likes. He calls up either Craig or our desk and says, hey, I would like to set basis at, on that 5,000 bushel HTA. The local bid is 10 over. We are then going to get a hold of that merchandiser and say, hey, we've got 5,000 bushels purchased from a producer. We want to go ahead and set basis at 10 over and set a delivery timeframe for that for the month of November. That night, then the producer is going to get an edited contract that now has that 10 cent over basis. So again, we're just going to mirror and pass through whatever we got at that location back to the producer's contract. Now he gets a basis of 10 over. He now has an all-in cash price of 480 for delivery of November. We are also going to grab the contract from the buying location that they have with us and put that on the producer contract that acts as an unload number. So one question we get a lot and one thing we want to avoid is if you have your own personal contracts going to that processor, to that location, what we don't want is a bunch of cross-contamination where they're settling tickets, either spotting you out or applying to your personal contracts when really you intended to deliver on that 5,000 bushel trade. So by having that contract number from the buying location as they're buying from StoneX, then you can use that as your unload number so the location knows how to apply those tickets, which gets you paid faster and quicker.
Alrighty, and who is paying the farmer? Is it StoneX or is it the delivery point that pays them?
Yep, great question. So as you deliver, you give them the unload number. You deliver those five loads. Location is going to send over to us after the delivery is taking place. The settlement sheet with those five loads. Then StoneX is going to turn around, sell those in our system against your sale to us, and then the check or the ACH will come from Commodity Solutions.
All right. Awesome. And if you have an ACH, they just take care of it right there and then. All right. That's awesome. So, you know, what's interesting here is, well, as I'm listening to this, one very interesting point is that, you know, while the farmer is able to, you know, basically have that HTA price in there and not have to deal with the margin, they still have control over the location, right, of who they're going to deliver to. And even can, you know, continue to not just basis shop with, you know, one location, but multiple locations in their area. I've got to imagine that's a pretty big selling point with a lot of farmers.
Yeah, Craig, that's honestly, that's one of the main reasons that we started up the program. We thought that there was a decent amount of demand from the producer side to be able to access all of the marketing tools that he needs with one place and still have his basis and delivery portion of his price undecided. So as the marketing gear kind of progresses and he's layering in prices and making decisions around futures price, he can do that in one place and still keep his options open around where he actually takes his physical grain as harvest happens and delivery takes place.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because sometimes you get this question every once in a while, locally, why does one shop's, you know, at one location's basis may rally compared to others, right? And there's cash contracts that go on. And a lot of these elevators have also sold, whether they be to ethanol plants or feedlots or anyone who's going to be processing those on the end user side. And if they don't have enough of that corn or soybeans as it gets close to that physical product, they may start bidding up locally to try to fill their orders. And I mean, you could see basis in one location go up 10, 15, 20 cents compared to another. On the surface, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but what's really going on there, there's a contract that needs to get filled and grain needs to go out. And that alone is very interesting, where a farmer can still isn't locked into one location after doing one of these things. Like, you can still look for those kind of opportunities.
Yeah, I know. And I do just want to double click on one other point. Mm-hmm. Is we also find this platform is great where, you know, you might have locations that are not kind of pure grain trading houses. So if you're dealing with a location that's maybe a little less sophisticated in their origination offering, i.e. you've got a feedlot you like to deliver to, but they only offer cash prices, or they only offer a basis price, or they make you price in a certain window and you don't have like ultimate flexibility for that pricing, or maybe it's a seed company you deliver seed to and you can only price against one reference month and you only get like a 30-day window, or maybe you can only price upon delivery. Any of those locations where you're probably getting a premium for delivering there because the product offering from a pricing perspective is limited, those are great spaces where we can jump in. We can take on the limited pricing options by selling to those locations, and then allow you to have the ultimate pricing flexibility by selling to us, and kind of relieve yourself of the burden of I can only sell cash or I can only price upon delivery. So just a bit of a twist kind of on the product, but it kind of goes into the basis setting portion, in which if you can price with someone like ourselves, in some of those cases, you know, you can get, you know, more pricing flexibility than maybe where you're going to today.
I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. Just this conversation here is having me thinking about a few conversations I had a week ago that's centered around accumulators. And you know, there's a lot of different outfits out there that offer accumulators. There's things, in my personal opinion, there some are better deals for farmers than others, depending on what they're, you know, they're looking for and what their needs are. And I've actually gotten to know them pretty well. I know at StoneX here, when we go into content to our system, like you can see maybe 20, 30 different types of structured products, like on the OTC side. And then our competitors also have a wide range of products. One thing that I really like is that I've gotten to be pretty good read on all of them, and you know, explain exactly what they do for each farmer. If you were saying before, setting up an OTC account can be cumbersome and also restrictive in terms of some of the requirements. Working with the elevator, you may or may not want to do with it. But if we wanted to, if let's say I found something that I really liked and that was an accumulator, I could, if they are a SCS client, could we do something like that with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So within the platform, you know, we kind of talk about getting access to risk management strategies. So kind of underlying that are the vanilla futures and options, the managed price programs that Jake talked about earlier, and then the most popular products from our OTC desk. So there is a variety of accumulators. Again, if Craig hasn't sent you kind of what we have available, you know, please reach out and he can get you the kind of listed products that we have available to embed into those contracts. But again, because these are physical contracts, you know, we can kind of price them as we see fit, and they are not OTC contracts where we're, you know, settling them in an OTC account and they're swaps. These are still just physical contracts that we're pricing, you know, maybe in a more creative way.
Gotcha. But you can still kind of take advantage of those strategies, right? It's not an OTC product we're in, but we're still using the same kind of strategy in an SCS account.
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Guys, this has been very informative. I know this podcast is gonna be a big hit. Is there, anything that I didn't ask or I'm leaving out about, what you guys do or, what to look forward to with your group?
No, I think we covered a lot. One thing I will just hit on one additional thing, that we come across quite a bit, which is, as you get in these conversations with Craig, obviously, fees and costs need to be a part of that conversation, right? You guys are running a business. It's important that you guys are kind of running your business in the most optimal way possible. And one thing I would just say is there might be a possibility that, you could find maybe a cheaper HTA rate at a local elevator or buyer. But what I would say is, maybe ask yourself, how many times does that local buyer get on the phone with me every month to talk about my positions? How many times when there's a 20-cent rally is he in my ear saying, "Hey, remember when we talked about selling 15,000 bushels last week? This is the time to do it." Then I would just say that even if there is maybe a little bit higher cost than where you could quote unquote get it the cheapest, is that gap worth what Craig brings to you in your operation? I would say yes. It's been what we've seen in our portfolio, across kind of introducers that bring farmers to us, having that consultant on your side and kind of in your pocket, talking to you about markets and working with you on pricing, is certainly what we have seen has been more valuable than maybe a slight increase in the price. And again, missing a market by 10 or 20 or 50 cents, could have way more of an impact than maybe, knowing that you could get something cheaper, but you're not getting maybe the service and the consulting aspect, that you can get with Craig and his team.
That is awesome. I just thought of one other thing, and it's something that it doesn't pop in the head often, but just doing our due diligence here, I do think I need to bring it up. What happens if we get a real drought and a farmer, instead of having 100% of his expected production, only has 80%, and maybe he doesn't have 5,000 bushels of corn that he can deliver on, right? What happens in that case?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a good question, and one we get often. So since all of our contracts are cash contracts with, kind of the expected delivery of the underlier, all of those contracts are governed by NGFA trade rules. So it's the National Grain and Feed Association. We go into a process of canceling or underfilling those contracts, and it's all kind of laid out specifically around notification of when, we find out that you won't be able to deliver, and then the economics associated with that. So we'll go out and buy in the grain that you won't, that producer won't be able to deliver, and then calculate the economics between the price that we had contracted versus the price that we had to buy in, and then, exchange economics versus that. So in that kind of unwanted event where Mother Nature doesn't work out, we try to be as flexible as possible to give the producers kind of options around that and help make the best decisions for their farm and their program.
Yeah, and honestly, one of the f I mean I it's happened I mean it has happened before. I mean, one of the benefits of having a futures and an options account is, I mean, I've had clients where they had a HTA with the elevator, and they're like, "You know what? I thought I was gonna have 100,000 bushels of corn, and I think I'm just gonna have 90,000 bushels of corn, and I need to buy two futures contracts," right? And they just kind of ride that up during tough time, or just at least protect themselves. So there's a lot of different ways to go about it, but it is really nice to hear that you guys have a solution for it, because it doesn't happen often. But regardless of what kind of grain origination or pricing strategy you're going to use, you need to know that answer no matter who you're dealing with.
Absolutely. You got to know the risks in a risk management program.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I tell you what, guys, this has been a great episode, and I'm really glad you came on. I think the between the M plus and having a managed solution for a portion of your bushels, and I'm glad to hear round two is coming up around the corner, and I really like the Farmer Direct program. Anyone who's listening to this that has an account with me or doesn't and wants to know more, all the information is going to be in the show notes. It is definitely another tool in the toolbox. And regardless if you deal with an ethanol plant or a feed yard or an elevator, one of the, you know, you should also have, you know, an account with us at SCS. So you have more options. And when the time is right, you can use one of these products over here too. So, you know, Jake and Ian, thanks so much for coming on. And I actually look to having you guys on in the future.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you signing up. We'll be back soon.
All right, great guys.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore, investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.